You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm at the CHFA trade show, which is a huge, gigantic trade show at the Tree of Life booth. I'm with Stephen Chung. You know, you're from Toronto with New Pasta. Right. Tell us a bit about your product.
Well, wow, there's so much to tell.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. So I'm familiar with your product. I've tasted it. It tastes just like spaghetti or angel hair pasta, but there's a big difference. What is that difference in your pasta?
The main difference, there are three. One, it has very, very low calories. So relative to regular pasta, we have less than one-tenth the calorie. Second thing is we have three times the fiber, and it's gluten-free. So three different things.
Now, it's a natural product, though. What is in it that makes it so healthy for you?
Okay. Well, regular pasta is starch-based, mostly from wheat. And, well, there are alternatives like rice and corn. They do that for gluten-free. Anyway, but it's starch-based. What this is very, very different is it's actually made from the roots of the konjac plant, which is very rich in fiber. We use the fiber to make the pasta. So this pasta that we supply here has no starch at all. Now, when you do that, two things happen. One is fiber is much lower in calories, so we lower the calories. Second thing is there is a lot of fiber, which is very good for you. And naturally, because it's from konjac plant, which is not wheat-based, so therefore it is gluten-free.
Now, how did you discover this particular product?
Well, we deserve a little bit of credit, but not the most. The bulk of it is actually konjac, food that made from the konjac plant. Konjac food is actually household, everybody in Japan, since kids grow up, everybody eats it, everybody knows it. In fact, if you go to a grocery store in Japan, the section that you can select konjac food is bigger than the pasta section here in a typical grocery store here. So konjac food is common. Everybody in Japan knows about it, and it is very healthy, it's very good for you. However, if you just walk in a typical grocery store and pick up a konjac food and look at it, first of all, look at it, the color, the shape, the transparency and everything is not something that the typical Western consumer would let's say, venture into buying and eating. So this is the part the new pasta comes in. I know about konjac food, I like it. But I also know that in this typical look and form, the West consumer would not. Therefore, we are thinking, how can we adopt this? We have to reformulate it to objective, to make it look closer to something you're familiar with and make it taste something you're familiar with. So that part, we have done a little bit of work. So the outcome of that is this product that we think pretty close to pasta, and yet it is completely different base, right? So, and the next big challenge now is to educate and bring this product, introduce it to North America, and let people enjoy this wonderful konjac food.
You've given the consumer a very much a final product. It's not like it's even dried and you have to. It's just heat and serve pretty much, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is actually pre-cooked. And therefore, you basically just take it home, drain the water, rinse a little bit, put the sauce on it, and it's done. And you see, food is a very habit thing to introduce a very new food. Look, it takes quinoa, 10, 15 years to get people to accept? And we are like in the beginning of that 15-year process and are hoping to get to the common knowledge of konjac, as much as you know about quinoa now, hopefully in 1-2 years. So it's going to be a huge challenge to explain, to introduce something good. Look, the world is such a way, it's not like you have something good naturally, it would be accepted. No, you have to communicate, again and again and again, so that the message people understand. But I do believe that this is a good, healthy plant, and the food that made from it. There are many companies that make this food. We're one of them. We think we did a good job. But generally, though, I would like the world to know more about this plant, this konjac plant.
Well, I lived in Tokyo for 5 years on a Buddhist temple, and I've eaten this product for a number of years. I know the health benefits. It does taste very good. I think it's very suitable for the Western palate. You've done a great job in your product. What is your website address?
Newpasta.com.
And that's NUPASTA.com. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you so much.